Blog Talk Radio.
Hey Angels, how are you? This is Tree. Casey and I, we always talk about manifesting techniques or things that you can do in your life. And I was meditating this morning pretty early actually, and it's like, okay, what do we talk about today? And one of the things that popped up was remote viewing and astral travel. People, I get questions about that. Can you remote view? Can you astral travel? Well, let me just say that we can all do remote viewing. We can all do astral traveling. I'm going to explain a couple of differences tonight and a couple of things that you can do to build that yourself if you choose, and the advantages of it as well. Let's just start with remote viewing. You guys that are listening that are down will download it later, I'm going to ask you this question. Have you ever heard of remote viewing and what it is? What is it? So here's the deal with it. It's the ability to go deep within your mind beyond all the five normal senses, okay, that'd be great, and do things that you never thought was possible, okay? And one of the amazing abilities is the ability to use this to help you, and by the way, I'm going to back up a little bit, it doesn't know any distance, no matter what time, you can go wherever you want to go, past, present, or future, and it's a pretty cool trick, okay? Now, what is the difference between astral travel or remote viewing and astral travel? Well, astral travel is about the ability to really, and we'll go into what you do there, is the ability to learn how to focus and concentrate and learn to dream on purpose, okay? And with the dream on when you start dreaming on purpose by using two key things here, meditation and also concentration, as it is in remote viewing, then you dream bypassing all the things that you know here, in the time that you live in. Because a lot of times when you need to get rid of, like, maybe you're dreaming, when you're not astral traveling and you're just dreaming or you're thinking or remote viewing, you're thinking with your own doctrine, your own paradigms, your own philosophy, what you've been indoctrinated with since you were a child. That's not right or wrong. But when you're astral travel, you're really doing it with your soul, your higher self, and you're bypassing all those things and going under layers of subconscious, okay? And your astral body is attached to your physical body, but you're using that to travel time and space, galaxies, wherever you want to go. Where remote viewing is something that you do with deep in your mind's eye, and you do it with what you know, okay? Like maybe remote viewing would be using your mind and going to, let's say, for instance, I have a friend of mine that was long distance from her guy. And they used to do remote viewing with each other and be able to see each other sleeping, okay? Or remote viewing would, be that you're traveling around and you can see different things that you're familiar with. Okay, not that you don't have to do that. You can go different places, but you're still familiar with, let's say, time, sleeping in a bed, basic things that remote viewers do. Where astral travel, you may go to a whole different dimension, okay? Or you may go to where people look different. They're not quite human. Or you may go to heaven and see angels, right? With your astral body. We're remote viewing, you're going to stay here on the, here, meaning here in a time and space that your mind understands, okay? Where the soul is, which your astral travel with. Does that make sense? A little bit? I'm not sure if it does, but anyway, remote viewing, a friend of mine was in the government. By the way, it was with he said it was Republican, so this is going to be kind of cool because, Republicans are conservative, and I'm not a bit into politics whatsoever. But he said that they took a group of the smartest and most qualified guys. And I was like, they picked you? Because I've known him since we were kids. I was teasing about that. But he's a great guy. Anyway, they took him and they really trained them to use their mind to remote view. And, you can remote view and use it for the good or the not so good. Okay? And so just remember that. And so what does that mean? A lot of people regularly that are just regular normal people like ourselves become successful, like predicting the stock market and also maybe world events, what's going to come in the future, and maybe what they need to do to better, see what in with remote viewing, asking the questions to show them what they need to do to finish a project or to do something different. Does that make sense to you guys? Anyway, so that's pretty cool. The other thing is that with astral travel, and remote viewing, meditation is key, all right, because it quiets the mind, of I need to go pick up the kids or I need to get ready for my date or whatever it is that you're doing, and it quiets the mind where you can concentrate, okay? So those are a couple things there. And not that you can't use astral travel to go predicted stock market, but remote viewing I think is better because it's about our time and space here, okay? If you want, remember, meditation, as I said, is key for remote viewing and also for astral traveling. Why is meditation key for remote viewing? Well, it goes into a lot of, goes to layers of your mind and you can, see a lot, it goes deeper, okay? And also, I think it also in both situations gets you free of letting go, okay? Going into the subconscious mind. I think we have a little bit more issue with that when we are in astral travel because we're like, oh my gosh, what if we can't get back into our body, which immediately stops astral travel. And we'll talk about that in a minute. So you also, when you're remote view, it's just, as I said, it can be, I think, easier because all you have to do is learn to really concentrate and really meditate. And the third reason that remote viewing requires a certain amount of mastering of the mind is because it's necessary for you to be able to really use your mind. When you're meditating, you're learning to master that mind, okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? That part of your brain or that part of your mind, I should say. So first one, in remote viewing, you go through layers as you meditate, layers of your mind, and multiply your chances of really being successful at this. Second reason is why you need to use meditation. It can get you close to being free of fear, all right? And a lot of times because we don't do this, and we're not taught to do this in grade school, right? Wouldn't it be great to teach your kids to do this? Can you imagine how they're going to learn to concentrate? And so that's the second reason. And then the third reason is true remote viewing requires a certain amount of mastering of your mind, as I just said. So, and that's important in anything. And if you can master your mind in the subconscious and go through or the conscious to the subconscious, then imagine what you can do. Or, my friend, I told him when he got back, I said, you're smarter than when you left. But he got to work with some great teachers, he said. There was a movie a few years ago, I can't remember, it was a government movie, something about goats. Anyway, so, but it was talking about the government using our soldiers to do remote viewing. And so, that's about that. So let's talk about astral travel. So I always said, because you have your astral body, which looks like your physical body, it's just very much lighter, that wouldn't it be great to astral travel to go to Tatum Channing's house or George Clooney for a guy, if whatever story you like, or whoever it may be, Matthew McConaughey. I would be like, I would probably just be looking in the window, couldn't go in and visit him. So it's all good. But let me explain what the difference is, okay? So I'm joking about it, but what you do is astral travel is more about using your soul, okay? And, because your astral body is not a part of your, it's not your physical body. It is, you can see it a lot of times, especially if you put yourself against a darker wall, then you can actually see the outline of the astral body. Sometimes you can see the aura when you put yourself against a white wall. So either or, white or color, that depends on you and what you can do. But meditation, as I said, is key for both of them, right? And you're like, Tariq, I don't know how to meditate. Well, you start. How do you start to learn how to meditate? Have you guys ever thought that? I know that can be a challenge, right? And but we all can meditate. We just got to master the mind. So meditation and concentration are key for both of these, remote viewing and for astral travel. And what you got to do for astral travel is it's a little different because a lot of people are more afraid anyway because it's actually – It's actually using your body, and people are afraid they can't get back, right? You can. You always can, okay? So, but to astral travel, what you're going to need to do is a little bit more to this one. You got to really be like in perfect health. What is that for you? Let's say that you have a kidney infection. You wouldn't want to start actual traveling then because, you know, kidneys or bladder infection usually have to get up in the night or the morning and, you know, go to the bathroom all the time, right? So I'm teasing a little bit, but it gives you an idea. And then, but it's important that you be in best health possible. And so, you know, what you've got to do is also watch what you eat, because when you astral travel, that's important too. So, you know, if you're drinking pure water, eating organic food, that's great. If you're a vegetarian or a vegan, that's great. I probably wouldn't eat a lot of meat the night that you're going to start trying to astral travel, okay? And pure intention, you know, not, you know, what is pure intention? Doing the best you can for yourself, okay? Not saying, you know, I have a friend of mine that told me today, I want to learn to astral travel so I can go pay XYZ a visit and tell him he made a huge mistake about me and keep him awake all night. And she was going back to the movie Ghost where I'm singing I'm Henry Faith I Am. Can you imagine? I said, that's not a good intention. And we're laughing about it. And I said, your good intention is you want the best for yourself and everybody around you and your business. And she goes, okay, I get it. So not harming anybody or anything is a pure intention. Accept everyone else for who they are, okay? And you can't change them. The only thing you can do is change yourself. So that, you know, you can't say, oh, I want to correct this mistake, or I want to make them think different of me. I want to go astral travel and visit them. Does not work. So what does that look like? You know, you can ask yourself, I don't want to blame anybody. And just remember, you know, you can't blame a baby for crying or not walking, right? They're still a baby. So someone that is mean and angry and hurtful, think of them like a little baby, okay? I know that doesn't sound cool because you're like, well, you've never been married to my ex-husband or ex-wife. She's the Antichrist or dated my ex-girlfriend or dated my ex-boyfriend, right? I get that. So one of the things that you want to do with the remote viewing, and most of the astral travel seems to take a lot of conscious resources to how tired you are, okay, and how you typically feel after a big, big dinner or eating certain foods, okay, because that doesn't really work when you're learning to astral travel on purpose, okay? And meditation, as I said before, is key in both practices. You know, I usually meditate about an hour a day, and so I would start with 5 minutes, right? An hour, some of us are going to sleep, you know, and that's okay if you go to sleep the first time you start meditating. Your body, your conscious mind just needed it, okay, and that's okay. And make sure that you choose a good time and a good meditation. Concentration is really, really important, okay? So let's talk about how you concentrate. I'm going to give you, in both practices, remote viewing and astral travel, I'll give you a basic concentration exercise, and there's things you can look up on the internet. There are things that you can read in the library. There's things that you can go read at in Barnes & Noble. Barnes & Noble, right? It's a big one now. Internet is the biggest one. I gotcha. But concentration, let me give you an idea. So what you do is you look around your room. Let's say you're in the bedroom or in your kitchen or wherever you are the most relaxed, that's what I would do. Notice everything that you see, whether it's cups, whether it's a book, whether it's a lamp, you know, on your dresser, if you're in your bedroom, all the things that are on your dresser, you know, all the things that are on your table. You know, the color covers on the bed, is it wrinkled? Is it, you know, like, oh my goodness, let me make my bed, right? Catch me somewhere. So, there's all the details about your room, okay? And do that for a couple of minutes. Do it for about 2, maybe 3 minutes and get as much detail as you can. And then close your eyes and remember every detail that you can. Where was your, you know, what did your dresser look like? What did it have on it? What did your tables have on it? Was there any cup? Were there, you know, was it dusty? Was it clean? Was your bed made? Was it wrinkled? Where were the wrinkles at? You know, seeing how many details you can remember, okay, that will build the concentration. Make sense? You know, and that can help you in whatever you do, okay? So, and you do that for a couple times, you know what I'm saying? So let's go over that again, eating pure water or drinking pure water, eating, I think, organic food, less meat if you can when you start practicing this, and don't eat big and heavy meals before you go to bed if you can help it, because it's really going to affect it. You know, have you ever like, oh, my God, I can't believe I ate all this food, you know? I always do that when eat chocolate. Once a week, I got to eat a piece of chocolate. So, you know, if you have a vegan, did not use chart, time to astral travel on purpose, maybe eat in a vegan diet, maybe not, but make sure that you eat small meals because that's cool. It's easier to astral travel when you do that. And then learning to concentrate, which we talked about, okay, and I gave you a great way to concentrate. And, you know, meditation is key, so do the concentration exercise before you meditate and then after you meditate. You know, and play around with that, okay? Do meditation, concentration, meditation, and just be aware of what you're doing and how you're doing it. So you're going to have to practice it. And one of the things that you may do after you do that is, okay, so you're going to learn to, you know, do some breathing exercises before, you know, before you get up to, or before your astral travel. And this is a lot, as I said, it takes a lot of discipline. So don't expect to do it the very first time, or maybe you do because you've been astral traveling, you can remember it. Okay? So it's really effective. But the most effective way seems to meditation and concentration between 3 and 5 a.m. If you're like, Tariq, are you insane? No, I'm not. But I also know that if you really want to do this, that's what it takes. And what's the gifts when you do it is you get to go at different places. And you get to see different things, and you get a knowledge that you wouldn't, you know, that would be a lot harder to do if you didn't do this, okay? Not harder, not impossible, but you're learning to do it on purpose. You're learning not to just receive through, you know, osmosis or just gathering information because you're at the right place at the right time. You're making it be there and do what's best for you, and that's huge. That's empowering you as a person, as a soul, as a spirit. Whatever you feel, a light worker, whatever you feel that you are, but it's a sense of empowerment for you to be able to master that part of you, that part of your soul, and be a part of that, okay? So 3 to 5 a.m., I'm going forward now. You're like, you're insane, and I get you. And so what you want to do is maybe 10 minutes of breathing, yoga, and you go, well, where's yoga at? There's no yoga open at that time, and you're right. And I don't know yoga, and I get that. So, but what you can do is you can go on YouTube. You can do some breathing exercise at least. The yoga is all about breathing, and I'm doing yoga. If I can do yoga, anybody can do yoga. And so, but it also is training your mind. So, before you start the astral travel procedure, it's always helpful. Do a few minutes of breathing and yoga. And if you can't do yoga, do the breathing and look that up on YouTube, or you can look it up online, whatever. So when you lie down in the bed after meditating and and you do your concentration exercise, here's what you're going to do. You're going to concentrate with your eyes closed on the center of your mind screen or your back of your eyes. I'm going to say it easier. You should try to slow down the process of going to sleep again. What you start doing is you start saying, okay, just take me somewhere cool. I want to go 1,200 years ago or 1,500 years ago. You don't want to do that. So you need to remember something. You can do anything in astral travel. You can go anywhere. But what you want to do is say, what is best for me to do for this time when I astral travel? Okay? And just remember, if there's any fear, if there's anything that happens, your mind, your thoughts are like your genie. It will bring you back to your body, okay? If you make a mistake and don't want to go with the place that you're going, then the most important thing is your intention to go do what is best for you in astral travel in this particular time, okay? So that's what I want to say too as well. Remember this, it's different with remote viewing. Remote viewing is all about what you know, okay? And, you know, like places you know, people you know, you can go visit, you know what I mean? Or, you know, go to a different state, country, or whatever, you know? But what I'm saying in astral travel, it's about what you know can be a really big hindrance, okay? But then your mind gets in the way. It's your genie, it protects you, all right? But if you're putting your intention out there to be to go do what is best for you on a soul spiritual level, the night that you're astral traveling, you're training yourself to concentrate, you know, on the back of your eyes. And when you're slowing sleep down and you're learning to dream before you sleep, and you can do that, called conscious dreaming, then you get a better situation, and before long you're doing everything on purpose and you're mastering that part of your mind and your body and your astral body, okay? And you're becoming quite a spiritual teacher. Some people call you a wizard, doesn't really matter. You know, I think wizards are cool. I have a friend of mine, he's a wine wizard, right? He knows all about wine. But so that's something that you can remember. And so those are a couple of things that you do, and then you can go to some amazing places. I have a client that went to see angels and swim with dolphins, but she was swimming with dolphins and angels in a place. And she goes, it wasn't here on Earth. And I go, was it in heaven? She goes, it was a different dimension, and I'm not sure. I have another friend of mine that went to where the Lemurians and the Atlanteans hang out, you know, so... I have another friend of mine that said she went and saw Jesus. You know, I have another friend of mine that went to a dimension just like ours. So it doesn't really matter, okay? Just know that you go. Or some like to go fly. I mean, I've went to places that are amazing, you know. And the thing about it is you can do anything, okay, because you're a spiritual being with great powers. And true power comes from love. So when you're putting your intention out there, just say to yourself, whether it's astral traveling, whether it's remote viewing, especially astral travel, I want to do what is right for me in this trip or for when I astral travel, and then put your intention out there, concentrate, meditate, breath work and or yoga for a couple of minutes, and then when you lay down and close your eyes, concentrate on the back of your eyes and concentrate on dreaming and make sure you say, take me where I need to be, what is best for me in this trip, this astral travel trip. Okay, so I hope that helps you guys. I'll teach an astral travel remote viewing class because I think I've given you quite a few details, but there's so much more. This is enough to get you started, too, as well. And we've got a great show on Thursday night. It's Vince Lombardi, you know this. He is amazing. He lost like 300 pounds. He's some ridiculous figure like that. He's got six-pack abs. He's been in several muscle weightlifting, bodybuilding contest, and he says there's only the will, not your will, but the will. You embrace that and do what you need to do and get it done. But he has had an extraordinary before and after, and he has an extraordinary life where now he drives beautiful cars, has a beautiful wife, and is so humble and so appreciative. But his goal is to help everyone get healthy and fit and have a great life. And so he's going to be our guest speaker on Thursday night at 8 p.m. East Coast time. Hey, guys, you do not want to miss it because it's Transformation Thursday. I'm so excited to have him as a guest, and we're very fortunate with that, too, as well. And see what else he's going to share with you. We've got another great show on Sunday, and then I've got a special guest coming on, too, in the next couple of weeks. I will tell you more about it as we're going along. Facebook.com/angelcoaches. Please go like our page and read about things. I'm going to start blogging more because I think I need to do that. Somebody told me that today. And if you'd like to hear about something or want to know something or want an angel reading, because I'm getting ready to start yearly readings, and this time I'm going to do them a little different. You can have a regular yearly reading or yearly reading with the archangels and how the archangels are working with you during the year. Isn't that cool? It's really a very a long reading. It's about an hour long, both of them are, but it's very detailed, and it's great. And I love doing them because I've done it now for about 5 or 6 years, and I usually start them in October and end them in January. So it's only done once a year, and it's the time of year we do it. And I hope you guys are having a great now. I appreciate every one of you that support us. We're getting ready to do some new things with Angel Coaches, so you don't want to miss it. And as I said, if you're interested in taking a remote viewing astral travel class, please let me know, facebook.com/angelcoaches. If you'd like a yearly reading with the archangels or just plain yearly readings, and let me know too as well. Let's see what else I can tell you. Next week I'm going to do angel readings and with archangels. So did you know that each one of us was born in Canaan under an archangel's regime or army, so to speak? Not that all of them don't work with you, but let's say some of you know that Archangel Michael is the archangel that works with you. You may have Gabriel, Jophiel, or whatever, but you were born an archangel Michael regime or you know, squad, whatever you want to call it, you know. So I'll do that next week, tell you which one, if there's messages and so angel messages and archangel reading. So that is next Thursday or next Tuesday night at 8:30. Thank you guys for coming tonight, and thank you guys for downloading it later, whoever's going to download it. I appreciate you listening to me. like our pages on angelcoaches.facebook.com/angelcoaches. And if you need to send me a message, direct personal, Tree@angelcoaches.org. Take care, much love, and namaste.